airwaves, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Millions in Southern California desert country are getting ready for torrential rain, mudslides, flooding, power outages. Hurricane Hillary is expected to hit later this weekend, maybe as a tropical storm. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
Over the last several days, city crews have been preparing for the storm, clearing out storm drains and inlets that have a history of debris buildup in order to prevent flooding.
Pitching in to help after the Maui wildfires, seen there by ABC's Will Carr.
Local businesses are stepping up to help their community.
A big thing that I'm doing is connecting with all the different distribution centers, since there's no communication between them. It's finding out, what do you need? How do we get there?
Tour companies turning their buses into caravans filled with supplies.
Thousands forced to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories because of a large wildfire. After visiting evacuees, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Evacuated who've been, taking these incredibly long drives to get to safety, doing it in a thoughtful, orderly way.
This is ABC News. Urging a judge to impose a sentence of life in prison for the teenager who killed four students in a Michigan high school mass shooting, the county prosecutor, 17-year-old Ethan Crumbly, has already entered a guilty plea to murder, terrorism, and other charges. He was 15 when he attacked Oxford High School in 2021.
He made choices evaluating him, the offender, and the offense. He is guilty. He pled guilty, and he should serve the rest of his life in prison.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. The judge will decide if Crumbly gets life or a shorter term. Considering himself lucky, Phil Durst in Homewood, Alabama, a work accident in 2017 left him blind in the left eye with several cluster headaches every day. He's 51. Doctors use an experimental procedure, taking stem cells from Durst's right eye to treat his blind one. Durst was one of four patients to get this transplant as part of the first U.S. study. He says he can now see well enough to drive and be in dark places. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good morning. It is Friday, August 18th. And no, I am not Kristen Bry. This is Jane Matinair in for Kristen. Greg Bach is on the board. And Kristen is being a good wife. Her husband, Michael, is having surgery today. So she is standing by as nurse at large, and she will be back on Monday. My question for you right now, though, at 844-967-2789, does your community have a local newspaper? Do you subscribe to it? And should just one lawsuit be enough to bring down an independent news outlet? Greg Bach.
Hello.
You're familiar with the story from Wausau?
I am familiar with the story.
There's a big article today in the New York Times, actually it's from earlier in the week, about what happened at the county board meeting in Wausau on August 12th. About 12 minutes in, again, according to the story from the New York Times, reported by Jeremy Peters, 12 minutes in, members of the community started arguing over a resolution intending to promote diversity and inclusion. First Amendment experts say the case highlights a troubling trend of wealthy and powerful people using defamation as retribution. So here's what happened. The Wausau Pilot and Review, acting on a tip from a reader, reported that during the meeting, the owner of a local company, Corey Tomchek, called a 13-year-old boy a homophobic slur. Mr. Tomchek is now a Republican state senator. He denied using the slur, demanded a retraction. The Pilot and Review stood by the article, so Mr. Tomchek sued. Three other people who were at the meeting later gave sworn statements they had heard Tomchek use the slur, and during a deposition, he admitted to having said it on other occasions. So late in April of this year, a judge dismissed the suit, ruling that Tomchek hadn't met the legal standard for proving the report defamed him. That didn't stop things, though, for the little Pilot and Review. It's a nonprofit that has now racked up close to $150,000 in legal bills from the case. And now Mr. Tomchek has filed an appeal. 844-967-2789. Does your community have a local publication? Do you subscribe to it? And should one lawsuit be able to bring down an independent publication? The Publication's founder and editor, Shireen Seward, says she has no idea how she can keep paying both her lawyers and her big staff of four, Greg Bach.
Oh, boy.
Every time I open the mail, says Ms. Seward, I want to throw up. These dollars could be going to pay reporters for boots-on-the-ground coverage, not paying legal fees for a lawsuit that appears really designed just to crush us. So again, I'm reading from this article in the New York Times. As politicians have grown more comfortable condemning media outlets they view as hostile, some public officials have started using the legal system as a way of getting back at coverage they don't like. The former president, of course, has filed a number of unsuccessful defamation suits against news groups. Late last month, a judge threw out Trump's latest $475 million lawsuit against CNN.
He should just buy it.
He should just buy
just
it?
Just buy CNN.
And then you can do what you want.
Yeah, and he can turn it into, like, start calling it the T Network. Instead of the CNN, just says T.
Greg, I think he'd like that.
I think he'd love that.
Actually, let's see. This is an affront to freedom of speech and press to allow Mr. Chomchik to continue to impose expense and time on the Wausau pilot. This is Rodney Smola, president of the Vermont Law School, representing several prominent plaintiffs in defamation suits against the media. This case, he says, is not a he said, she said, but it's a three said and more. Mr. Chomchik, through his lawyer, declining to comment on the case. His lawyer says his client categorically denies he used that word or any derivative of it during the meeting.
Just when he's talking about his brother.
It's, right?
I mean, this is, without getting into it, because that's a whole other segment, but this is the basic definition of a slap suit, which, you know, it stands for a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And this is a guy who has the money who can say, like, well, I don't like what you said about me, so I'm going to shut you down. Man, I'm a crybaby. Man, I don't like gay people. Even if they're my brother. Man, man. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think there should be certain protections set up through precedents in the court that says, you know, if there's libel, if there is lying in your reporting, if there is information received illegally, yes, there should be repercussions.
Sure.
But when someone doesn't like something that you say and it's supported by evidence, it should just be immediately thrown out and not, I mean, yes, available for appeal, I understand it, but this is what this guy wants.
Well, and isn't this the point of having the Fourth Estate?
Yeah.
This is the entire point of having local reporters on the ground and local outlets to keep an eye on things and to tell you when something hinky is going on.
I love that word, hinky.
Hinky is not, it's not used nearly enough.
No, it's not. And the thing, too, is, you know, we talk about the Fourth Estate, and there was a great documentary TV show about it, but we generally think about, you know, your Washington Post and your New York Times and your LA Times, things like, which absolutely they are important to protect. But I would say in today's day and age of publications, these conglomerates swallowing up newspapers and then like spitting them out and then leaving town or barely covering the local stuff, these regional and community papers that have a staff of four and are doing news, they need protection more than ever and more than anyone else, in my opinion, because they don't have the dollars and they don't, you know, the Pilot and Review, though it's an amazing name for a paper, is not a sexy newspaper. You know, it's not the New York. I read in the Pilot, you know, it's, you know, they need that money. They need the help.
For sure. And again, if you want local sports reporting, if you want people covering your school board meetings, if you want people covering your county board meetings, you have to rely on those little outlets because they're the only ones who do that anymore. You know, the big boys used to have someone who was on the police beat and they'd go and stop at the cop shop every day and set up relationships so they could get information. They covered the school boards, the county boards. And so much of that doesn't happen anymore because of resources. And that's why, like you said too, Greg, little outlets like this are just so critically important.
Yeah. And I mentioned this to you off air before we started today, which you know, if this is the way things, I mean, the slap suit aside, this guy, Brian, I'm called Brian, if these are the papers that are doing the hard reporting in the communities, I mean, is this where we're going as far as, like, we're starting to see an uprising of community papers and, you know, real, like, though of upsetting story, I find it exciting that you see these local papers doing the reporting they're needing to do.
For sure.
And if that's what's happening, I feel like, you know, we need to have, I was saying to you, I wish I was rich. I would help all these publications be like, you're covered. You don't have to worry about these people. And I will make sure that someone like, you know, this gentleman, I don't want to say his name. I don't like anything about this.
He who shall not be named.
Exactly. Brian. I think that, you know, we'll protect you from individuals like this who have nothing else to say but here's my checkbook and I will do my best to ground you into the dirt. Sorry, I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies and I don't appreciate them. They, you know, if you say, if there are people in the room who said you said a slur, then I believe them and I don't believe you, even though you came on and be like, oh, I've said it before.
Well, right. And I didn't even mention that part. He has admitted that his brother is gay and basically said, yeah, what was it, in teasing or...
In spite. What?
He has used this homophobic slur before, so he admits that he's used it.
His quote was, my brother's a gay guy.
Thanksgiving must be so much fun.
Hey, my brother's a gay. I call him whatever I want. I don't know why I make him Southern either. I don't know why I do that. He lives in northern Wisconsin. But yeah, it's like, yeah. And he probably said it and was probably like, what did I say wrong?
Right. Because that's just part of your lingo. That's part of your lexicon.
And instead of learning, he's like, well, I have money. I don't like papers. Reading is for liberals.
844-967-2789. Is there a local publication in your community? Do you subscribe? Do you subscribe to the Pilot and Review? We would really like to talk to you and find out what the Pilot has done. It's relatively new. It's only been around since 2017. And so they had made plans for a modest expansion to add a third journalist.
All right, folks. Getting
so
crazy.
Staff could start covering smaller communities surrounding Wausau. Miss Seward, who's the owner, says we were really humming along, and then this happened.
Well, I'm just hoping that the courts, you know, smack down the appeal because, you know, this is just good reporting.
It is.
This is the good reporting we always talk about, too, and we need to have in this world. So,
as you said, if they're due a retraction, if they lied, but as that one lawyer said, there were three witnesses who corroborated this. And it just reinforces, to me at least, how important it is. And I know it's painful because I subscribe to way too many things and it adds up. But without it, folks, we got no oversight. There's nobody watching the farm.
Nope. And that's the importance of those journalists who have nothing but the best intentions of covering the news.
844-967-2789. We're coming up against the break. We will come back right after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Represent the common people. Funny, Wall Street never has complained. Ah, but publishers have worries, for publishers must go to working folks for readers and to big shots for their dough. Now, publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are such interesting people. Let's give free cheers for freedom of the press. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are...
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to about 64 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, over the last 70 years since World War II, and we've seen some real scoundrels, Joe McCarthy and other various people that were Republicans. But in our worst dreams, over the last 6 or 7 years, would we have ever thought that somebody like Trump would rise up as a populist and a narcissist? You might as well call him right out a criminal. You know, it's just sometimes it's hard to fathom that, you know, that in this country we could have somebody, you know, that would come along like this, you know, in a free everything.
Right.
And I don't know what else can be said as we wait for all these things to transpire that would, it's beyond belief.
Yeah, let me give you some examples of what you're in store for, Andy. And this is unbelievable. You may have read one of these things in the press. You didn't read all of what I'm about to say. Trump has decided not to attend the debate. Okay, you know, it's the 23rd, next Wednesday. We're going to be broadcasting live from an area right around the debate stage, not in the building, an adjacent building. And now in the media, what they have floated is that he will, at the same time, say 8 p.m. Central, whenever it is, he is going, or 7, you know, whenever it starts Central Time, 8 p.m., I think, Trump somewhere else will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson somewhere else to try to take away ratings. Now, everybody who has talked to me goes, well, why was Tucker Carlson fired? Because, you know, yeah, he did this and he caught, but basically his ratings were high. Let me tell you the inside story. Tucker Carlson is a disgusting individual. He would write emails, and he got so cocky and full of himself the head of news for Fox at the time and now is a woman. And Tucker Carlson referred to her with the C word in emails to people on the staff. First of all, that's disgusting. If the fact that he did that with any employee or anybody else, he should be fired. But if you do that with your boss, at some point, you should be and will be fired. And this is the clown that's going to be giving an interview to the other clown. But there's something else he's considering, believe it or not, is at 8 p.m. Central, which would be 9 p.m. Eastern, that's when he will surrender himself to the Atlanta jail, going in, waving with hundreds of supporters, giving a speech. In other words, going to jail is something, I mean, going to jail is something that he thinks would be good for his campaign. Another thing he has considered is to show up at the last minute at the debate and demand to be let in. Ronna McDaniel, the chair, has said that anybody who, even if they qualify, they have to give 48 hours notice for logistics and so on. I think one of the things they've kicked around, although I think they're leaning to Tucker Carlson, is that he would show up, just walk into the debate at the last minute, kind of waving at everybody and walk up on the stage, even if there isn't a chair. This guy is a professional clown. He might as well, quite frankly, walk in with Stormy Daniels on his shoulders, you know, facing backwards and humming the horse vessel lead or something. This guy is a circus performer. He wants to disrupt. He wants to disrupt the entire Republican Party and the Democratic Party. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. Bob and Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering, you know, what they did to the Trump Organization in New York, having a trial to declare it an illegal organization. Why can't they do that with the Trump campaign, with all these constant threats on all these court people and so forth? It seems like there's it's a criminal operation in sort of the Fannie Willis Georgia style of thing or something. You could probably cite a whole lot of instances and right. Collaboration and so forth. What do you think?
Yeah, right. No. I think you're on the right track. But remember one thing. Fannie Willis identified 161 overt acts, 161, 40 some odd felonies, 19 defendants. Did a masterful job. I have the highest respect for Fannie Willis. But what she did is the criminal enterprise, the RICO enterprise, was that plot to overturn the election. You're on very, very mushy ground if you try to designate a political campaign as a criminal enterprise. And because under the First Amendment, we even permitted the Communist Party to be on the ballot. We even permitted the Nazi Party to be on the ballot. In Europe, they don't. They don't permit that kind of thing. But here we do. And so the idea being that some character will get up and he'll say, well, this is my ideology. This is what I believe. He has a First Amendment right to say it if he does not threaten people. For instance, if he threatens violence, and frankly, here's where I semi-agree with you. In fact, I fully agree with you, but he threatens violence, and that's a red line. However, to then bootstrap in to designate his entire campaign as a RICO enterprise, that runs into a lot of First Amendment issues. Much easier to designate him as part of a RICO enterprise and then name the other no-goodniks, the bad guys like Giuliani and the rest. That's what Fannie Willis did. She did it smart. But, Bob, I like your ideas a lot. And basically, he is threatening violence, but the way to get him is a RICO count with other individuals, not necessarily his campaign, even though a lot of them were part of his campaign. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Life for me and you. Believe me, baby. You know it too.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Millions in Southern California desert country are getting ready for torrential rain, mudslides, flooding, power outages. Hurricane Hillary is expected to hit later this weekend, maybe as a tropical storm. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
Over the last several days, city crews have been preparing for the storm, clearing out storm drains and inlets that have a history of debris buildup in order to prevent flooding.
Pitching in to help after the Maui wildfires, seen there by ABC's Will Carr.
Local businesses are stepping up to help their community.
A big thing that I'm doing is connecting with all the different distribution centers, since there's no communication between them. It's finding out, what do you need? How do we get there?
Tour companies turning their buses into caravans filled with supplies.
Thousands forced to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories because of a large wildfire. After visiting evacuees, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Evacuated who've been, you know, taking these incredibly long drives to get to safety, doing it in a thoughtful, orderly way.
This is ABC News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. We have a lot of you on the lines. I'm delighted to see it. I'll take you in order. Try to keep your remarks brief. If you can, do not hang up. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind today, Steve?
I've had it with this guy. I think they need to just throw him in jail if he can't shut his mouth until he goes to trial. And they need to televise it when he does, so that he can't do any more of his 30,000 plus lies. And he needs to quit acting like a baby and playing the victim when he's the one who's caused all this And he's got all these people that are the witnesses that were Republicans, and everything is around, you know, trying to blame Democrats when all the witnesses, all the people who were involved are just corrupt.
You're right on the money. I agree with you 100%, and you'll love this. Guess what? Yesterday, he says, the judge says, when do you want the trial? Remember Jack Smith said January 2nd? He says April of 2026, 3 years from now. This guy is sticking in her eye, and he incited a death threat against her and death threats against the jurors in Atlanta. I agree with you. Bail should be revoked. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. He says he doesn't believe in bail. Republicans don't want any bail. That's fine. No bail. Put him in. I agree with 100%. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next in line. What's in your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, so I'm thinking about some of the same things, starting with emoluments. We've appeased this guy. You know, the impeachment, everything, just appeasement. And, I think for the threats he's making, he should be in custody now. And I really believe he's going to be found guilty. I believe he's going to be sentenced to jail time. But I don't know. I mean, who's going to actually put him in jail? It seems like nobody's ever going to have the stomach to do it. And I know maybe that's appropriate sometimes when someone's out on appeal. They're out until their appeal is finished. But I don't know if I can ever see anybody having the stomach to actually put him in jail.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. That it is not customary. If someone's currently convicted and goes to prison, it absolutely is not customary, certainly not in the federal system, to let him out pending appeal. Absolutely not. If he gets that, that would be an extraordinary thing. And in jail, yeah, he's a former president. You isolate him from the other prisoners, and you have four or five Secret Service guys on cots near him, and that's fine. But he has got to go to jail. Let me tell you something. If anybody on this phone call right now, anybody listening, did what he did, and there's a death threat against the judge and against grand jurors, your bail would be revoked. I'm telling you that right now. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Can I deviate from the topic for just 1 second?
Sure.
I'm really concerned about the false lies that are being talked about now by the people that are running on the Republican ticket regarding Biden and the economy, and saying that, you know, they're going after electrical rates. Electrical rates have risen since Biden's been president. It's like, what about climate change, you idiots? In some of our states, we weren't even allowed to talk about climate change or address it, and how, you know what I mean, more expense to cool your house or whatever. It's significant.
Right.
Homeowners insurance going up with all of the destruction that's happening. So please, when you're listening to this stuff, those of you who haven't been following, pay attention to the lies that those who are running for president on the Republican Party are spreading about our president, and think
right.
about all of the great things he's done. Thank you.
Yeah, good point. And let me tell you something. Inflation is coming down under Biden. It's come down every month for a year. Unemployment is the lowest since 1969. Wages have gone up under Biden. For them to cherry pick out a few expenses is ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I am very glad Joe Biden's our president. Today he met with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and he brought in the South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. And why is that significant? That is our alliance against China. They put out a strong statement condemning Chinese aggression. And it's not easy to get these guys together. It was at Camp David where they had the Mideast Peace Accords a long time ago, a lot of history. But remember, Japan occupied South Korea for a long time and really, really raped that population. For Biden to get these guys together is unbelievable. And you know what Trump did? Trump was saying, I'm not going to defend either one of them. If they want their own nuclear weapons, they can get them. Are you kidding me? You want Japan to have nuclear weapons? Are you out of your mind? Trump has no business being president. Great call. Thank you very much. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt, it's a shame to say that all of this stuff began with the Orange Satan's hate for Barack Obama. and then
right.
the MAGA following that. And then, unfortunately, we had COVID, and a lot of people stayed home and watched television, and they saw all the angst of the Black Lives Matters, and it's just all about racism with that bunch. And this is, I guess, our punishment for having allowed Barack Obama to be elected for president. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andrew. I'm delighted he was elected president. I know you're just being, you know, ironic about what the way you just put it. But look, here's the deal. He early on attacked Barack Obama, his birth certificate and all this. And he went on radio in New York, which is a very big audience, and disparaged him and laughed about him and all that. And frankly, that helped in the Republican primary. I got news for the Republicans. I have a lot of friends in the Republican Party. Take back your party, guys. Take it back. Why do you have this clown who engenders death threats against judges and jurors and witnesses, but he leaves no fingerprints because he talks obliquely? You think that's a good thing? We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's interesting now that Matt Gaetz is apparently threatening to censure or planning on censuring the judges overseeing Trump's case there in Washington, D.C. It's just another disgusting sign of the reach that Trump has and with the willingness of these people to go along with Donald Trump and whatever they want. I mean, Matt Gaetz himself should actually be in jail. I mean, what he was, taking advantage of younger women, people under the age of consent, and let alone all the crimes he was able to commit because his daddy was rich down there in Florida, and I think it's a number of traffic offenses that Matt Gaetz slid out from under, and it is just it's pretty easy to make oblique references and get people riled up and violence occurs. It's, well, I never said directly to do that. Well, for every one of these threats that people had down at the as you said, like the grand jurors down there in Georgia, every one of those should be investigated, and if somebody's making a phone call, making a threat, that person should get arrested, and their ass should be in jail.
Right.
And that immediately. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts. Their butt just goes, well, I was just blowing off steam. I was drunk when I did it. No, I'm sorry that you – I'm not sorry. Those people need to be – the law needs to be enforced, and the jurors need to be protected. I mean, because Trump – it's not going after these people, like has happened in the state of Wisconsin, just encourages them. Each and every one of the fake electors and all their little allies that were in on it should actually be indicted right now, period, including the members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court if they were if they were aware of what was going on in the basement of the Capitol that day. I mean, that right. It was just nonsense that this crap is going on.
You know, I want to pick up on that, on two things. One, the Georgia grand jurors, and the other one is the fake electors here in Wisconsin. The fake electors here in Wisconsin, it takes two overt acts, right, to get them in a RICO or a conspiracy. I got news for you. There were two overt acts already filed in court by experienced prosecutors, one in paragraph 64 in Atlanta and the other in paragraph 101 in Washington, D.C. You had Jack Smith and Fannie Willis relying on two overt acts in Wisconsin, two overt acts, to say nothing of the fact that every signature by a fake elector, there were 10 of them, is an overt act. I mean, we have dozens of overt acts, but if you're worried about, well, are there any overt acts? How about paragraph 64 in Atlanta and 101 in Washington by Jack Smith and Fannie Willis? You don't get better prosecutors than that. Let's get going, guys, in Wisconsin. Let's get going before the statute of limitations runs. I mean, and you have Ron Johnson going around with the Michigan state electors in his pocket. That's paragraph 101 in Washington, D.C. You have Schimmel. You have the guy who's the present chairman of the Republican Party, and he wasn't back then in 2020. And the Republican National Committee today just put him on some sort of panel for advice on chairman to try to clean his image up. You had Voss and Fitzgerald arranging the room. What are you waiting for? You've already had Jack Smith, and you've already had Fannie Willis give you two overt acts. But I got to say something to you, Mark. Mark is referring to the fact that Matt Gaetz just introduced a resolution in Congress to censure Tanya Chutkan, the federal judge in Washington. She hasn't done anything yet. But he says, well, she is biased and partisan. I just have a feeling she's biased and partisan. Therefore, I am going to bring a resolution in the Congress of the United States. What, because she's a black woman? Hey, this has got to stop. There's got to be somebody in the Republican Party who says enough. There's got to be somebody. There's got to be somebody. But I'm going to leave you with a little taste tempter. You're really going to love this. You're going to love this. Trump's not coming to the debate on Wednesday the 23rd. I'll be down in the Fiserv area in the afternoon broadcasting this show. But guess what? He has some supporters coming. He has some supporters coming. Guess who they are? You're not going to believe it. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Not kidding. Matt Gaetz. Carrie Lake. And Byron Donalds, that guy in Florida. Hey, you have First Amendment rights, too. If Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, and Byron Donald show up at the Deer District, you have an absolute right to be there. You have an absolute right under the First Amendment saying, we don't want you and your kind. We do not want you and your kind. Don't touch them. Don't hurt them. Don't try to, you know. But I'll tell you what. At some point, I do not want Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, and Byron Donalds in Milwaukee, much less at the Deer District. We're going to the lines. Kurt and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
Hi. I just wanted to make a suggestion. I just thought of it as I was listening to Mark. Is there a way maybe that the radio station on their website could put all the contact information to call, press call to start investigating this? I mean, your show and your website would be a great focal point. Everybody knows how to get there and take us to what we need.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I'm going to pass it on to Crudy. It's an excellent idea. Gene of Eau Claire occasionally calls in to give a phone number, which is very useful. But it would be useful to have Info Central. Excellent call. Thank you. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Great show. Thanks for all the information. I understand Trump is, I don't think he's going to be able to get out of this, but he will roll on every single Republican that was involved in the election fraud. I mean, he's got a past history of doing that. Anything to keep himself out of jail, he'll do it. So right. If I'm a Republican and I was involved in this, you better worry, because this man, he never has cared about anybody but himself. And
right.
I have friends that, well, they're kind of friends that still support this man and it's beyond me, but he's going to roll on anybody right. or anything. And that's his past history, man. Well, anyway, thanks for the great show on Friday.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking my call.
They all go to jail. They all go to jail. You're right. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, we have a minute before the break, Stephanie.
Oh,
give me your thoughts,
okay.
And I'll get back to you after the break.
Yeah. All righty. Everybody, take care of yourselves. Let's take care of each other. But be careful about what you do and say. Pay very close attention to your emotional and mental state. These people that are these crazy Trump supporters, they are an example. Don't do anything that will get you or anybody else hurt or in trouble. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Right, right. And so, you know, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Carrie Lake are going to show up. They have a right to show up, but we have a right to say that we don't want them. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to about 64 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 90 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Tommy Tuberville Rand Paul blocking of all flag officer promotions and ambassadors. Tuberville's been confronted, and here's what he said. He's doubled down on what he's doing. Remember that going back till February, and a little before that, actually, he's now blocked 300 generals and admirals from being promoted, including a general to lead the Army, a general to lead the Marine Corps, and an admiral to lead the Navy. He blocked them. Rand Paul blocked our ambassador to Niger, and there was an Islamic takeover. They locked up the prime minister, who was favorable to the West and cooperated with us in keeping ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab out of Niger, and also cooperating with us in opposing Russia penetration in Africa. And this Islamic mob has now poured into the street waving Russian flags. So they were confronted. Here's what Tuberville says, quote, "I don't care if they don't promote anybody. We have too many generals and admirals." Now, this is a guy who never served in the military. So what is he telling me? I serve in the Navy. What, you're too many admirals? Well, let me tell you something. There's one admiral you do need. That's the admiral that's in charge of the Navy. What, you want no admirals? Little known fact. You remember John Paul Jones? John Paul Jones, a great Navy hero in the Revolutionary War. He was not an admiral. He was a commodore. Flag ranks, 1, 2, 3, 4 stars. There is a one-star flag rank. It's commodore in the Navy. They don't have them anymore. Starts with 2-star. Rear admiral, 3-star vice admiral, 4-star full admiral. You want a 4-star full admiral running the Navy. You want a 4-star general running the Marine Corps, and you want a 4-star general running the Army. And I think there's this feeling among people who haven't served in the military that somehow rank is bad, that enlisted guy people don't like their officers. That's not true. Enlisted people want leadership. Junior officers want leadership. I was a junior officer. I got to Lieutenant JG. I wanted admirals. I wanted leadership. I wanted mentors. I wanted people who had a lot of experience. Tell me how it gets done. Then he goes, well, I don't think this is hurting us militarily or in recruitment. If I thought that, I might change my mind. He doesn't know or care. He didn't serve in the military. It is hurting recruitment. The Army's down 25%. And these generals and admirals, when they get promoted, they'll have a staff. They'll have a chief of staff that'll come with them. They'll have colonels in the Army. They'll have captains in the Navy come with them. A captain in the Navy is the equivalent of a colonel in the Army. And all of these people, some of them sold their homes, and they had their wives and kids. What are they going to do with their kids in school? You know, their kids might have been in school in California. Now their kids are going to be in school in Washington, but the guy that they were going to report to didn't get promoted. The Republican Party's behind this. It's not just Tuberville. Ron Johnson's behind this. People, you tell me, okay, there's a guy named Thune, John Thune in South Dakota, who's a moderate, maybe Moscow Mitch. They're not doing anything. The thing I don't like is that none of the Democrats are doing anything either. So I have an idea. People have said, all right, well, Matt, you know, you're big on this. What can be done? Let me tell you what can be done. Any Democratic senator can go to Mitch Schumer and go, look, Schumer, letting one guy, in this case, a white supremacist, he says he's a white supremacist. He's a Confederate guy full of hate for the United States. Under the Constitution, shouldn't be able to bar promotions in the military. So put in a resolution to promote all these people. And immediately Moscow Mitchell said, well, we have one objection, so we can't do anything. And then Schumer should go, and all the Democrats should say, well, go ahead and promote him anyway. And the parliamentarians say, you can't do that. They've effectively been filibustered. Remember something, the filibuster can be overruled by a simple majority. The only reason that stopped it for the Voting Rights Act was Schumer and Manchin. They stab us in the back again. Right now with them, we have 51 votes. We don't need any of this stuff. But even if Schumer, only one of them stabs us, we still have 50. Then what happens is Kamala Harris comes in. What if they both stab us in the back? So we only have 49. And the Republicans have 51 with their votes. We have 49 Democratic senators who put out a press release, and they just say this: we think the Navy should be led by an admiral. You know, the Chinese are threatening Taiwan, the Ruskies in Ukraine. We think the Marines should be led by a general. We think the Army should be led by a general. We're not going to put up with this anymore. Hold their feet to the fire. Do something. Do something. Jacob of Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Jake?
You know, the guy's entire reason that he's, you know, a pro-life Republican is a joke. I mean, if you think about all the deaths from COVID-19 because of Republicans, all the murders and firearm violence every year, all the pollution deaths, all the right-wing domestic terrorism that's starting and getting worse. I mean, there's nothing pro-life about Tommy Tuberville or other Republican.
Right. But listen, let me jump in, Jake. What he wants is the space center in Alabama, not in Colorado. And then he's using the pro-life thing as baloney. A lot of these admirals and generals are pro-life. What? So what? Promote them. I'm tired of this. Promote them. Do something. Democratic senators, do something. The Republicans are on the take. Dana of La Crosse, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dana?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. Say, you know, on the Tommy Tuberville, Tom Hartman opines that he thinks he's really doing this because in case Trump wins, he'll have those positions open so Trump can insert his own lackeys in there. And then based on what you just said, he said today was, well, maybe I'll change my mind if certain conditions happen. Well, that tells me maybe Tom's not too far off the mark because people realize Trump ain't going to win
Dana,
now.
Dana, so. hold on to something, Dana. I only have a minute. I got to say, I don't agree with that. And here's why I don't, although I thank you for calling. Our military has the highest integrity. Our military service academies have the highest integrity. There are no flag rank officers that Trump could put in who would betray this country. It's as simple as that. Tommy Tuberville is not doing it because he's pro-life. He's not doing it for any reason other than to get attention, get the Space Center in Alabama. All of our military is fine. That Trump can't plug in bad generals. There are none. There are none. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Stand by for Diamond Crute, great show coming after me. Matt Flynn direct. signing off for today. Have a great weekend, and thank you, callers, for a wonderful show.
My ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard.